Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special sis. Ravi Mori, Nimi Marasi Sheyichyu. And L'schus Moshir Ben Peshedina, L'bracha Batzlach L'chom Asa Yadav. And L'schus Sheni Chana Bas Malka, Sirle Bas Rivka, Ram Yosef Moshe Chaim, V'nish Bas Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. We learn in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzek as he be out of Hussein while it called Mishenich Mesuba. Eretz Yisrael belonged to us, to the Jewish people, to our Avos, even before we went into Eretz Yisrael. And Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks, that Eretz Yisrael was already Bebailas Yisrael Mimos Avram. And the Mashmos of the Gemara is, that this is Bailas Mamish until there's an Afkamina there, the Dina, to the respect to the fact that Goyim, who live in Eretz Yisrael after Avram, cannot Aser an Asherah, and they bow down to a tree, they can't Aser it, because they know the Moser Dabar Sheno Shalo. If not for the fact that the Jews had served the Egel and they were Megala Das, that they were pleased with Avodas Kochavim. But if not for that, then Ein Adam Motzer Davar Sheino Shelo, and Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Elvis. And this Bailus of Avram was from the day Eretz Yisrael was promised to him. Ali Di Akadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says, when he was promised, Kol Eretz Yisrael Slechad Nenel Zarecha Adolam Parzis Lech Lecha Yud Gimel Tezav Aviyod. So now we have a kasha. We find in Indian Kibush Eretz Yisrael that it says in Sifri, in explaining the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, V'yas ha'ivus yashar yishlam yilchu b'nei Yehuda lo yirisham yicholim hayu avalein ha'mashayim, that the Jebusites, those who dwell in Jerusalem, the sons of Judah, could not remove them. Zakt the Sifri, they could have removed them, but they were not allowed to. And the reason of the Isser, capture Yerushalayim from the Jebusites, from the Yevusi. It says in Pirkei Avot Eliezer in the 36th parak. When Avraham Avinu was kana marasa machpelah mibnei chayis amrulo, anu yodim shakadosh baruch hu osed liten lechol zarecha es kol aratzol seyal krotzi manu shvua shem bnei yisrael yotzim yoshim esir ha-yevus kim ritzonim shel bnei yevus. Rashi says chitim hayu. So they said, we know that God is going to give you and your descendants all of the lands of God, make with us an oath that the Jewish people are not going to inherit, they're not going to capture the city of Yavuz unless the Bnei Yavuz are agreeable. Rashi there, and it says there in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer earlier that these Yavuz are Chitites, Chitim Hayu. And Ata Avraham Avinu Taka made a bris, and then he was Kana Maris HaMachpelah. And it's also mentioned in Perish Rashi Ala Torah, Parshas Rei, that the Yisr is Lefisha Karas Lama Avram Britz Kshalachem Aras HaMach Pela. So Lechora, this is very shver, it's very difficult to understand. So besides the Pele, how is it all Adas Avram to be Kaires Abris on Ir Yavus, which is Jerusalem? Hefech, what he was promised it's his. To actually make a bris, not to capture it. But Emes, it's hard to understand how there's a tokef, how there is any basis, halachic basis, for such a bris, such a covenant. And there's an isser to capture Yerushalayim, since this bris was preceded by the bris bein Absarim. Shakaris Hashem im Avram, Sheeret Yisrael Yerushal Bnei Yisrael, Azarach HaNasati, Azarach HaZoz. So, long before the Kenyan of Maris HaMachpel in this bris, Avram Avinu was already promised Eretz Yisrael. So Nechi Tesi, he can make him bris now, that he's not going to capture Shalom. Shalom is his. And in Sifri, it's Muchach Lehedju, that the Shvu of Avram placed an Isser on the Jewish people to capture Yerushalayim. Later on in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it says, "Kshavo Yisrael la'aretz lo yuchol nikanes bnei oz bris shuas Avram." That the when the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't enter the Yerushalayim because of this bris of Avram. And it continues that also in the time of David, they wanted to go in, but they weren't allowed because of the Shua of Avram. That's what we see in Shmuel Beis. Perakei, Pasuk Zayin. David captured the city. That's talking about this. He wanted to go in, and he had the Shua of Avram. They said to him, you can't go in, you have to remove all the Gilulim, all the idols in which the Shua of Avram are written. David said, anybody who goes in and removes these idols on which the Shua is written, Yael Rosh will be the leader. And the first person to come in was Yoav ben Tsruya. V'achkach kona asira yivusi l'Yisrael b'ksav al olam l'achuz es olam. And afterwards he acquired the city of Yavusi for the Jewish people b'ksav olam l'achuz es olam. So this is very shvir. Since the Mefarshim, like the Mefarshim already asked, that there's the stir here min Eyube. First it says that they didn't let David in. Mashmalachara, that even be made David, the Shvua was in force. And then it says that Yoav captured the city, so it's Muchach, there is no Shvua. But you can't say that by removing these idols, it's Mutter to enter the city, because if Shvua Savram is not Batal, Patela, what benefit is there to remove the Gelulim on which the Shvua is written? How could Asaras HaGelulim be Mevatal, Toikva Shal Shvua? Val Karchach Medarav Zagim, we have to say that the Shvua was already batal. Mishura said, they were allowed to capture the city. But since Ladas HaYavusim, this Shvua was still in existence, is still extant, they were Mevatel, Zecher L'Shvua, to be Moneach El Hashem, like the Mefarshim say. Similar to Gidden, and Vav Amar Aleph, Gabi the Shvua L'Givonim, Lo Chai L'Shvua Yiluvayhu, Yiluyayhu, there's really no Shavua. That they didn't kill them was because of Kiddush Hashem. So here also, Alt Kiddush Hashem, Ayin Rambam, Melchus Melachim, Perek Vav Alachai. Here also is Kiddush Hashem, not to leave these Zecher of the Shavua. But Taka the Shavua wasn't Takef, it wasn't enforced. But Misiyum Einyin, Shadavid Kanas Yer B'Kesef Malei, from the end, where it says that David acquired the city with money, so it's mashma that David wanted that the acquisition of the city should be birtsonam shel b'nei Yavus, like it says in the Pirkei de Reb Eliezer. Why? Because the shvua is takef. The shvua is in force. It says v'achach kani Yavus liYisrael. So why is he buying it? Because it's a shvua, so he had to make sure that they were agreeable. So it's mamish shestira minei ubei. First, it's mashma there is no shvua. It's mashu, there is a shavua. Then it's mashu, there is no shavua. Then it's mashu, there is a shavua. That's why he bought it. And we also have to understand what's the chiluk between Yoshua and David. We made Yoshua. We weren't allowed to remove the Yavusis because of the shavua. Will be made David b'teila, and then pitom, in the time of David, the shavua became batal. What happened in the meantime? It says when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't go to Yerivusi because of the bris. As matrachesh be made David sheshinat hamatzav. What happened? So these are dvarim nechbadim ladunbahem. And we're going to go on the mahalach of the Likutei Sichas. So first we have to understand the bailus b'nei Yisrael al Eretz Yisrael, that there are two gdarim, there are two aspects. Number one, there's a general bailus. Zeh shekol ha'aretz kula shayachas l'klal Yisrael. Gan Eretz Yisrael is shayach to Klal Yisrael. Number two, There's a Bailus Pratis, that every Jew has a Chelek Prati Baretz that's Shaykh only to him. And the Chalos of these two types of Bailus of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael was by two different Kinyanim. Even though it says in the Gemara that Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim Abu Sayyid, like we mentioned earlier, nevertheless, we still required a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Like we see in Kiddushin Chavav Amar Aleph, Gabi Karka, Niknes Bechazoka, we learn from Yerushas Aretz that came into the Bailus of Yisrael when they were Machzik in the Siyashiv Babafoa, Bamei Yerashtim be Yeshiva. Yerusha was to be Yeshiva, they took a Chazaka on the land, so to Bava Basra 100a. The Rabbanan, that we pass like Rabbanan, that the Hiluch of Eretz Yisrael, or Orkel or Rachba, is not Moel Kenyan. And so concluded the Admor Hazak and the Alter Rebbe, in Choshen Mishpat, in Kuntris Acho, and Luchas Hefker B'Tchilos, that Eretz Yisrael, the Nikis Lamela B'Chazaka, but may Yerashtim be Yeshiva. So now we can say that the Bailus HaKlalis comes through Kibush Ha'aretz Bizman Yehoshua, through which Klalus Eretz Yisrael was acquired to Klal Yisrael. The Bailus HaPratis, that every Jew has a Chelek HaPrati, Nesta Yidei Yeshiva V'Chazaka, that everybody was Yoshev V'Hichzik B'Chelko. Bailus HaKlalus, Kibush Ha'aretz Bizman Yehoshua. Bailus HaPratis, that everybody's Yoshev B'Chelko, sits in his portion. Sefer HaMakne Chavav Amin Aleph writes that the Chazaka was the Chaluka Shebeneim Liknos Kol Echad Vechad Chelko Belo Liknos Min HaKananim. So these two Gdarim and Bailus are not interdependent, because Bailus Klalis has nothing to do with Bailus Pratis, and you could have Bailus Pratis without Bailus Klalis. In other words, Bailus Klalis, general ownership, does not negate Bailus Pratis, just like the din of a bailus of a king and his medina, which is a bailus klalis, that the whole aretz is birshuso. Look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in Hochos Hefker and Siv Gimel. The adayin ein bailus hamelech sholeles is bailus ha'prati shekol echad ve'echad b'nei medina v'chusha ha'prati. So the king owns the land in general, and everybody has their own personal possession in the land. That's because the bailus of the king, al kol aretz, causes that there's certain dinim on the Rechusha Prati, because dina de machusa dina, like we see in Gittin Tafiyot and other places. And therefore, he has to pay taxes, etc. The king can take away his Rechush under certain circumstances. Rambam Gzeilav Aveda Perak Ha'aloch Yad Aleph Vechus Malachim Perak Dalet Melech Paris Geder V'mam Chim Piyado Baba Basra Taf Kuf Reisham Adbeis. On the other hand, Bailus Pratis doesn't necessarily bring to Bailus Klalis, like we find Nachoy Chorban Arisham. That even if you say that we lost our Bailus Klalis on Eretz Yisrael, Kevin Shenilkucha Aretz Midam Batal HaKibush, Rambam, Bechabesa Bechira Sof Perek Vav, and then Niftura Min Ha'atayra Mitrumus Mimaisus Mishvius, Shreinam in Eretz Yisrael, so yeah, the Kibush is the capture is Batal. There's no more Trumus Mimaisus and Shvius. Nevertheless, the Yochid still has Bailus on his karka, like it says in Yirmiyahu, chapter 32, verse 44, Sados Sefer V'chasom, that the Bailus HaPratis is not Talui in the Bailus HaKlalis. Ayim Bavabasar Chav Chesof Amid Beis. And Rabbeinu Gershom, Mishakon Achshav Batim, Osados, Mokom Azeh, Yichtov Bishtar, V'yachtom Eidim, K'teshti HaKarka Bereshuschem, K'shtachzum in HaGolus, V'yavo HaMochem Lahotzi Miyadchem, etc. So when you're leaving for Galus, make sure you have this shtar, because it still belongs to you even after the Galus. So you see that they're not totally zebuzet. You have Bailus HaKlalis, but that's not Shalol Bailus HaPratis. It just gives the king certain rights. And then you have the Bailus HaPratis. And even if you lose Bailus HaKlalis, you can still have Bailus HaPratis. So this is the Yisrael Datvarim. And with this, Emir Tashem, in the next year, B'siyat D'shmai, B'tzos Hashem Darkenu, I very much hope that we will see Neflos B'taras Hashem and have a run in this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.